You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
May 15th was not just any kind of Sunday. It was a historic Sunday for Indian sports as the Indian men's badminton team defeated 14-time winners Indonesia to clinch their first ever Thomas Cup title in Bangkok. Praise is still pouring in for the players who together helped India win the prestigious tournament for the first time in its 73-year history. Senior stalwarts Kidambi Srikanth and HS Pranoy remained unbeaten in the tournament despite playing high-ranked opponents at times. 20-year-old Lakshya Sen fought off a bout of food poisoning early in the week to win the first match in Sunday's final against Indonesia. Chirag and Satvik, the magical doubles pair, brought out their best at crunch situations and defeated an Indonesian team comprising only player from the world number one doubles team and the second from the number two place team. And from Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Olympic gold medalist shooter Abhinav Bindra to top cricketers like Virat Kohli and V.V.S. Lakshman, this win drew ecstatic reactions from everybody. But how did this team achieve this dream against several odds? Our guest in today's episode is sports journalist Abhijeet Kulkarni. We'll also hear from some of the poster boys about what they have to say about their big victory. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you. I'm your host, Shorbury. India's ruthless performance at the Thomas Cup has managed to turn many heads in a country that is largely obsessed with cricket. Which, of course, also goes on to show just how big of a deal this victory was. In fact, many people are calling this the quote-unquote 1983 moment for India's badminton. 1983 was the watershed moment when Indian cricket team, underdogs at that time, had stunned the world by winning the World Cup after defeating the mighty West Indies team. And similarly, the Indian badminton team came in as underdogs against 14-time winners Indonesia, who were the most decorated country in the Thomas Cup, and then went on to destroying them with a 3-0 scoreline to earn a historic maiden title. But now let's hear from the men themselves about how they are feeling about this big achievement. Let's start with HS Pranoy, who won two key matches in the quarter and semi-final to ensure India entered their first ever final on Sunday. In a press conference after the win, Pranay spoke about how going into this edition of the tournament, the men knew that they together were India's best ever chance to win the title.
The way everyone bonded this week, I think I should give credits to all the players out there. And I think we made a conscious effort to do this because we knew this is not something which is very common between us because we play individual events the entire year, and to come to a team event and all of a sudden to gel is slightly tough. But I think we all made that conscious effort. I think the day when we left Hyderabad, this was the first talk, I think, where we had a team discussion saying that this is the time where we can win this because we have a team which we can actually challenge for the title. But the only thing which we'll have to consciously do is to help and support each other, because that's what which is going to change the results in the entire tournament. So I think that's what happened.
Pranay's selection, in fact, had also caused a little bit of a stir in April, since the qualification criteria required for a player is to be either in the top 15 of the world or win the trials. Instead, the Badminton Association of India elected to have him rest, and based on his performance in the last few months, elected to have him play the third single match ahead of a high-ranked Sai Praneeth. And speaking to the media, Pranay thanked all those who trusted him.
I think I've always performed under pressure, and I think to be a part of this kind of a team, I think I'm really proud of. And I think thanks to everyone who had supported me for putting me on this team straight away. So I think I've given justice at least with my performance this time.
From one of the eldest to among the young players, and Lakshya Sen was the highest ranked Indian in the single standings going into the tournament and played the first singles match against all teams, which also meant that he faced the best players from the opposing teams. There were a few heartbreaking defeats this week in Bangkok, but on Sunday, when it mattered the most, he fought back from a game down to seal the first match for India. Then there's the doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty. They've completed a roller coaster ride in the last couple of years, winning big titles on the Badminton World Federation circuit, but then also facing injury-induced setbacks. The two were without a doubles coach for a stretch of time after the Tokyo Olympics, but all those hardships only seemed to make them stronger when they fought match points on their way to a victory over the much higher-ranked Ehsan Sukamuljo in Sunday's final. After the win, Chirag Shetty said that now the aim is to do well in upcoming tournaments.
The target right now is to do well in the upcoming tournaments that are coming up. We'll do well in the upcoming tournaments that are coming up. And firstly, today, it's time to enjoy. I think today, we'll go all out and enjoy. And then let's see how it goes. Like, I think there are a lot of Super Series events that are coming up right now. But definitely, Commonwealth Games and World Championships are the big events.
After Lakshya and the doubles pair had worked their magic, it was down to single star Kidambi Srikanth to seal the victory. Playing 8th-ranked Jonathan Christie, Srikanth cruised to a win in straight games. Through the week, Srikanth played 6 matches and won 6 matches. Having won several Super Series titles and even been ranked number 1 in the world, Srikanth said that he ranks this Thomas Cup win as among the biggest in his career.
Yes, see, individual events are always different to team events. And we hardly get to play any team events. So, and Thomas and Uber Cup finals are one of the biggest team events that we have. So, you know, when you actually end up winning such a big tournament, it really is a very big win. And you will actually, it'll actually take a while before you actually know what has happened. So, yeah, at the moment, I would rate this as one of my biggest wins, that's for sure. In any major events, it's not just the Thomas Cup, but any major events, say Commonwealth, Asian Games, Thomas and Uber Cup, Sudirman Cup, World Championships, none of these events have prize money. It's that win that is sweeter than anything. And, you know, when you win, you win these tournaments, you know, the win is for the country. You know, it is reflected towards the country. And when we won today, after we won, you know, people said India won Thomas Cup. It's not like Srikanth won Thomas Cup or Pranay won Thomas Cup or any other. It's India that won the Thomas Cup. So that itself is a very, you know, a special feeling.
But no matter what it looks like, it wasn't easy to win this. To talk about how the Indian team won the Thomas Cup against so many odds, we have sports journalist Abhijeet Kulkarni with us. Firstly, I welcome you to this episode of The Big Story, Mr. Abhijeet Kulkarni. So the first thing I want to talk about are Satvik and Chirag, who have pretty much an against all odds kind of story, don't they? Without a coach after the Olympics, moved to Mumbai themselves to train with Matthias Bo, who's now with them full time. Can you tell us about how their journey over the last few months have been?
So, I think the Olympics was a big heartbreak for them. The pair was playing really, really well. In the group stage, they defeated the Chinese Taipei pair who went on to win the Olympics. But the way the other matches ended up, they couldn't qualify for that, for the knockout stage of the Olympics, and they were really, really dejected in a way. But these guys then decided to work on their fitness, on their skills. Though there was no coach, both of them were in touch with Matthias Bo. And Bo would continue to help them with their training sessions, helping them understand things, while Chirag would actually design their sessions at the camp with the help of the other coaches. So that was a slightly tough period for them. They even decided to not really push themselves initially because for fitness reasons, till the India Open, where they won their second Super 500, beating former world champions Hendra Setiawan and Mohammad Ehsan. The belief had started to come back, but tactically they were struggling. They were struggling in the sense that in a tough situation in a match, there was nobody to help them out. Matthias Bo has been in India for a long time. He has been playing the PBL. So there was a connect between Chirag and him and the other players also. So, and because Bo keeps coming to Mumbai, they were always in touch. And once Coach Tan Kim Har, who was supposed to join the team, did not come back, I think Bia and the players both suggested that we should go with Bo. And it really helped these players in the tournament.
Picking H.S. Pranoy was a punt made by the selectors. He isn't ranked among the top three Indian single players and also didn't win the trails. But they still chose to play him based on form in the last few months. It could have backfired, but the decision seems like what won India the title, because he won the key decider matches in the quarter and semi-finals, right?
Trials were made that mandatory this time also because of COVID, not all players are playing. And the selectors don't know really what the form of the players is. But otherwise, I have always believed that the selectors know, because unlike an individual event, no, in a team championship, the temperament of the player, the ability to play for the team, all these things matter a lot. And that is where the selectors come into play, understanding who plays when. And that is why I think, given the form Pranoy was, the selectors felt that they need to back him, because Pranoy is somebody who can win you pressure cooker matches. And you needed somebody who could take that pressure in that last match when it's a do or die situation. Also, the trials, because the trials were a long tournament, like in 4 days you had to play about 7-8 matches, which would have been very demanding on anybody's body. So I will compliment the selectors and BAI for taking that call instead of just sticking to the rule saying that we will only take top 15 players directly into the team. And obviously, with the way Pranoy played, he has justified that decision of the selectors.
And Lakshya Sen, he was suffering from food poisoning when he had landed in Bangkok, and to recover from that isn't really the easiest thing to do. We saw him struggle a bit in the earlier matches, but you know, when it mattered against Indonesia, he pulled out his A game.
Yeah, so two aspects to it. Sometimes a top player can say that I am not feeling 100%, I won't play. To his credit, Lakshya Sen kept on playing, because he and the team knew that it was important for Lakshya Sen to play, because if he had not played, then automatically Shrikant has to play the first singles, Pranoy has to play the second singles, which actually changes the dynamic of a match. So in that sense, Lakshya Sen showed tremendous maturity in still going ahead and playing that playing the first match for India. And though he lost, I don't think he was playing badly. He was playing quite well. But yes, the after effects of a stomach infection do show in your overall fitness. And probably he may not be, he was definitely not feeling that well. But in the final, I think everybody would have been really worried when he lost that first game 21-8. But instead of bothering about that game, he started focusing on what best he can do on the court. He was willing to grind it out, keep the shuttle in play, playing from a better side. And it was his opponent who wilted under pressure.
With this win in the kitty, hopefully there'll be more incredible badminton team matches to watch out for in the future. If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to the Big Story playlist for episodic updates. We'll have on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quinn website and check out the podcast section. For any feedback, shoot an email to podcasts@thequinn.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quinn's website and check out our other podcasts.